Good morning, Rex.
There you go. I don't know.
We're
working on
microphones. Live radio.
We were working on microphones yesterday, apparently. So, yeah, let's first talk about Hope House and what it's all about.
All right. So Hope House was started in 1990. It was first opened in 1990. People in the community saw a need for a place for women who are facing homelessness to have a place to lay their head. And so our founder, Sister Karen Elliott, who was the last nun living in the building, went to the church, to the community, to businesses, and to private citizens. And on November 19th, 1990, Hope House opened their doors to women and children facing homelessness. Later on, we added rental assistance programs. Those programs are for men and women, but they provide transitional help as you move from homelessness back to a place of your own. So we're going to provide some rental assistance. All of our programs require you to meet with a professional case manager. These are licensed social workers to help steward folks back to some stability and maybe to give them some tools that they didn't have when they arrived at our door. We also are the have a housing navigator who helps people, again, exactly what it says, navigate their situation. If they call and say, I need this and Hope House can't provide it, our goal is to point them to resources that can help them. The last thing we want to do is have someone call and we say, sorry, bye. Yeah. No, it's sorry, right. We don't offer this service, but let me tell you who does.
Very good. And you have a big event coming up just a couple weeks away, next Friday, actually, a week from Friday.
Next Friday. Oh. Yes, my office looks like...
exploded.
It's exploded there. There is nowhere to sit. There is nowhere to play there. It's full of wonderful things. Mm-hmm. Our annual auction is the biggest fundraiser of the year, and it does help fill gaps in our funding that are not provided by other resources. We have done this for many years. It's at the Hancock Hotel. And this year we are very excited that Sister Karen will be our speaker. She always brings a vibrant, positive message and a message of encouragement and hope. And we just love her, and she still loves on us 36 years later.
Very good. So you've got a big night there and some great, raffle items and auction items. So.
We do. Hancock Federal Credit Union is our presenting sponsor again. We have many sponsors who make the evening happen. And if you go to our website, you can see who those sponsors are. They are way too many to list, but we appreciate each and every one of them and hold them dear to our hearts, because again, without our sponsors, we would not be able to put this event on. But we will have silent auction items. You can go to our website. There'll be a link there soon, and you'll be able to see those silent auction items. And even if you can't join us for the evening, you can actually bid on those silent auction items starting next Wednesday at noon. We have live auction items. One of those that I have a friend who is very excited about. Actually, it's a raffle item, so you can bid on it whether you're there or not, are two tickets to see Bruno Mars. And I have a friend who, I don't know how many tickets she's going to buy, but she's super excited about it. And who wouldn't be, right? If you're Bruno Mars. We have a wonderful Traeger pellet grill donated by Amazon Distribution Center. That will be in one of our raffles. You do have to be there live for our raffles. And we have lots of gift certificates, lots of baskets for beauty, for health, for fun. Some of them may or may not have some adult beverages in them. And we always have a bourbon and whiskey bundle that proves to be very popular during our live auction. We have some handmade items, a beautiful handmade checkerboard and all the checker and chess pieces from a friend of mine, the Ryder family. In my mind, I'm seeing all these things in my office, and there are just so many. But there's just something for everyone. A Toledo Zoo package. And we try to make it so that no matter what your budget, you can participate if you want to. One of the most popular parts of our auction is our dessert raffle. Millstream Catering will provide sandwich cookies and cupcakes, and one of these is not like the other. And if you're the one with that one, you win $1,000 from West Banco.
Wow.
And that always proves to be very popular and very entertaining as people sit and can't eat their dessert until we tell them. And then, of course, the live auction we have ladies' purses. And this year we have a men's leather duffel bag. So I had a member of our committee say, well, that's for the women. What about the men? And I thought, what a great idea. So we added a leather duffel bag for the men.
Very good. Hands of Time, it's coming up, the dinner and auction, and grab your tickets over at FinleyHopeHouse.org.
Yes, one just way to do if that. You go to the website, FinleyHopeHouse.org, it'll link you to the site to buy your tickets. I suggest that you buy them and include your email address in there, and if you want, you can even put your payment information in so that when you come to the auction, you don't have to do a thing but show up and enjoy the evening.
Easy. Very
easy
good.
Peasy. Yeah. And we learned a lot during COVID, and one of the things was, how do you make it easier? So.
Yes. All right. Very good. Lori Poland in Hope House. Finley, thanks for coming by this morning.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.